From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
What we were able to achieve tonight with the elimination of the double taxation of dividends for three straight years is extraordinarily important because it sends a signal to the market, to the rest of the economy, that we mean for this tax, this double tax, to be repealed.
This is a huge yo-yo tax provision. Now you see it, now you don't. 50% one year, 100% the next year, 100% another year, then zero. You tell me if any corporation is going to be able to plan on whether or not to pay dividends or not with a tax policy like that. Clearly they're going to wait for the 100%, and they're not going to know whether it's going to be continued law or not.
We can confirm that 8 American citizens lost their lives in the horrible attacks in Riyadh yesterday. In addition, 17 U.S. citizens are hospitalized as a result of injuries sustained in the bombings.
These despicable acts were committed by killers whose only faith is hate. And the United States will find the killers, and they will learn the meaning of American justice.
I believe that what took place in Morocco can be considered a real tragedy. We can consider these blasts as criminal acts. Morocco has actually been expecting such acts to take place, although it had taken precautionary measures to avoid such ugly, deplorable, and criminal acts.
Since I arrived on Monday, I've traveled around Baghdad every day, and I've seen shops open and people going about their lives. But there is a serious law and order problem. We will continue to address it.
We cannot make a country that has been badly treated and abused, and a people that have been badly treated and abused for decades, we can't make it right. We can't make it like the United States in 5 minutes, and we know that.
It's important for the Israelis to talk directly to the Palestinians, which they will have the opportunity to do, and vice versa in the very near future, to see what differences exist and see how those differences can be bridged between the parties with the assistance of the United States and the other quartet members.